This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the show of I Was Right Radio, I guess I was wrong in Ohio State. It took one game for me to be completely all in on the fact that they've got a really, really good chance of repeating this year. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were going to be Michigan of last year, but I thought you would have a step back of some kind. I don't know how people left that game dejected about Texas. I think Texas's defense is really damn good. Ohio State was just persistent offensively. And I think Ohio State's defense was, I mean, just championship level, ready to go, out the door.
Yeah.
Championship level, dominant defense.
The defense is going to finish top three as far as total defense in the country this year. That's not even a debate after that.
Yeah. And by the way, I think Julian Sain having that good, because Texas' defense was also really, really good.
Yeah, I saw some national people, by the way, ripping Julian Sain's box score today. And it was like, you just ripped that then. That's all you did.
Well, then
it was
they very didn't obvious. Watch the game.
You didn't watch the game. It was very obvious what Ryan, and we've seen Ryan Day do this a million times while coaching at Ohio State. He knows just exactly what he needs to do. And then he steps off the gas. And then I think he knew once he went up two touchdowns, he was like, we just have to just make sure you don't do anything stupid. He could have scored way more if he was trying to step on his throat.
Well, in the Texas defense, was really, really impressive. So, like, he had...
It was very conservative, was the point. Ryan Day got into a very conservative offense, and some might argue maybe even too conservative, but he knew what he had to do in order to win the game. That's all he cared about.
But the kid was flawless. Like, he was. Like, conservative as it might be, there were very few false notes in the way he played. And, like, I mean, I remember watching, like, Kyle McCord against Akron and thinking, ooh, he's a little tight. You can kind of see... And then once you got into Big Ten play, you saw that. Even if the box score looked good, it was a little robotic. You could tell that he was maybe a step behind. Like, I thought the first quarter, Julian looked like maybe a half step behind in his reads. By the time the second quarter came around, it was like, oh, he's seeing everything.
Once he hit the big throw to Carnell Tate, that's when I was like, okay, we're good here.
That was an impressive-ass throw, too.
That was great.
And by the way... Great play by Carnell.
Of course.
Who in previous years people have been like future first round pick, and I've been kind of underwhelmed by him of all the great Ohio State receivers.
He had a great game.
And he makes that play, I'm back in on him. But no, I mean I like that game had a transformative effect on how I see Ohio State. Because I do think Texas is legit.
Yeah, I said it earlier, and I want to repeat it just because I think it's important. Like I think so many people, I like that you're giving Texas credit, because I think so many people were just so quick to just throw down Texas and think that they're just bums now. And it's like, no, you played a hard team in Ohio State. Texas is still going to end up being, it might even be another Final Four team once again this year. That'd be 3 years in a row. They're going to finish somewhere in the top six. Like, it's a really good football team.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the other thing. Where I look at it is I think Texas is going to be the toughest team you face in the regular season. There are a couple of really nice Big Ten teams, but nobody that I'm truly afraid of on your schedule to the level of Texas.
I might be more scared of Penn State now than Texas.
Matt, is it a? I guess we just watched
one of the best offensive lines in the country. Well, the running back duo, I think, is the best running back duo in the country.
I was just thinking about the fact you're higher on Drew Aller.
Yeah, I know it's nice. You always have the coaching advantage if you're up against James Franklin. But there's a lot of people that call Sarkisian the SEC's version of James Franklin.
But he also didn't have a great game on Saturday. I think he kind of held Texas back as well. But I'm all in on this Ohio State team in a way that I wasn't going into that. I was excited to see what they would do. I was excited to see where Julian Sane would be. I was excited to watch the Matt Patricia defense. I don't know how you stop them unless you are Penn State. And even then, one loss isn't going to hold this team back. I think Ohio State's biggest adversary now is their own success.
Well, as evidenced by last year, where they had two losses and they were able to get in. This team's not losing two games in the regular season. So you can punch their ticket, and then you go from there.
So I was incredibly wrong. I thought this year they'd be... And by the way, I still thought they might be a playoff team. But I just was like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those wide-open years in college football.
I think Michigan scared you, though, if we're being honest.
How so?
Because it's something you'd mentioned, I think, a week ago or so. The idea that
Michigan stepped back?
Well, yeah. And I think that's kind of what was living in your brain. I mean, think about it. Each of the last 4 years, so you watch Georgia had the most NFL players into the draft, and then the next year they still ended up winning the national title. Mm-hmm. But then they once again had the most players in the NFL draft, and then Georgia did take a step back. Then Michigan had the most players in the NFL draft taken, and they took a step back. And Ohio State, this is now the fourth straight year, the team that won the title had the most players into the NFL draft. And I think we were trying to figure out if they were going to stick to second-year Georgia and Michigan, or if they're going to be first-year Georgia. And it looks more like they're first-year Georgia.
Well, and what impressed me so much about that is, Georgia loses that many guys in the NFL. But if you look at it, as you've said, they didn't even reload with the portal. They just had that many guys that didn't have eligibility the year before.
Mm-hmm.
This is so many new guys. The fact that Ohio State did that week one against Texas... I mean, sky feels like the limit now. Like, to me, it's so much more impressive what you're trying to do if you can run it back this year as opposed to Georgia having half their team come back the next year.
You get to feel really good if you're Ohio State. No question about it.
Is it time to put money on Ohio State as repeat champs? Because
you're not getting a good line on this if you're putting money on it now.
Okay, maybe you should have done this, 6 months ago. But I think I'm finally ready to make that claim as well. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.